and now recognize the ranking member for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Madam Secretary, do you know how many farms we lost in the United States last year?
I know you were talking about the bankruptcies. I know that about 315 farms of 1.88 million are moving through bankruptcy right now.
We lost 15,000 farms last year.
Well, that's some a conversation third, I would fourth, really
some third,
like to have.
Fourth and fifth generation farms.
Okay, so not bankruptcy, 15, just
the purchase. We lost 15,000 farms because of bad policy on the part of this administration.
So you think we walked in the door and those farms closed?
I'm going to ask the questions here today.
Okay, I would love a question.
Do you know how much money farmers lost last year? What their losses were last year? It was $28 billion. You're the Secretary of Agriculture. $28 billion.
Well, it depends how you calculate that, because I don't think you're taking into account all the crop protection, all the insurance, all of the different programs that went through to support our farmers.
Well, right, and if this administration didn't have terrible policies, we would not need all that support for family farmers, because we would have export markets still left in China. Thank you for that.
Madam Ranking Member, that is absolutely 100% not correct. When we lost all of our trade access around the world, we went
Madam
to a $42
Secretary,
billion
I'm
dollar
my time
agricultural
on behalf
trade
of farmers.
That was not the Trump
Reclaiming
administration.
Reclaiming my time
that was
means you
the
stop
Biden
talking.
Administration.
That's what it means in this building. You stop talking when I reclaim my time. What's the national average of farm diesel right now?
The national average
of farm diesel. Yeah, what's the diesel?
Has increased because of the Iranian conflict.
How much was it?
Well, before the Iranian conflict, it had gone way up under the all inputs under the last administration increased about 40%. That's what we inherited.
Reclaiming my time. Madam Secretary, Joe Biden is no longer the president of the United States. Mr. Trump is. Your party controls Congress. You own these numbers at this point in time. I'm sick of hearing you blame an administration from a year and a half ago. You own every single bit of this. Since you don't know the answer, in May, the average price of diesel was $5.41 a gallon. That's up 95% from a year ago, the entire year in which this administration was in power in the White House, the House, and the Senate. Let me ask you another question to see if you know anything about farm policy. Since the start of the Iran war, how much have fertilizer prices increased for American farmers?
Well, there are four different pockets of fertilizer. Nitrogen, I'm sure, is what you're talking about, which is ammonia. That's increased about 40% based on the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. The others are a little more stable, but we are. Now, it did go up almost 90% under the Biden years. So even though we're hitting record numbers,
reclaiming
we take
my
that
time,
very seriously.
You are in power. You Ma'am, own this entire town.
This is
Madam
can we
Secretary.
Have a conversation
do you know what
so
percent? Reclaiming my time.
Okay, I just ask you not to be so rude. I mean, I'd really like to have a legitimate conversation.
Do you know what percentage of farmers now say they can't afford fertilizer for this year as a result of the president's war in Iran?
Well, it depends on the geographic location.
Oh my
the
God.
Southeast
70% is the answer across the
country. Those are
not
the numbers. That's not correct.
Madam Secretary, do you know what the SNAP fraud rate actually is according to the most recent estimates from USDA? The fraud rate.
Well, that is based on data we're receiving from the states that we can't verify. That's the whole point of this, is we have no ability to verify California, Minnesota, where the fraud has been seen.
Reclaiming my time. It was 1.6% according to USDA.
Your state is saying we only have 1.6% fraud rate, which we all know is an absolute joke.
I'll say it again. The USDA's own data found 1.6%. I don't
no,
know.
No, we were relying
I don't think,
on your data
I don't
from
think
Minnesota,
you understand
and you won't share
the
it with
difference
us.
Between error rates and fraud rates. I honestly don't. It is one of the lowest fraud rate in any program in America is the SNAP program.
The lowest fraud rate of any program in America is the SNAP program?
One,
you can't be serious
own,
when you say
your
that.
Your own data says 1.6%,
Again,
Madam
that's
Secretary.
Because the states, your
Reclaiming
state has
my
told
time
us that number,
once more.
And you won't allow us to confirm it.
You've You bragged on TV that it's a great thing that you kicked 4 million people off SNAP.
The ability to work, the righteousness of work is not...
Reclaiming my time, 700,000 kids.
We should be proud. That's the goal
look,
of these
look,
welfare programs.
Madam Secretary, I'm asking you these questions because these issues, this committee, it's all personal.
You're not asking questions for an answer. You're asking questions to make a political statement.
Reclaiming my time again.
I would like to actually have a real conversation.
Madam Secretary, Mr. Chair, she talked over half of my time here. So, look, when you describe the farm economy as the golden age,
gentlelady's time has expired.
This administration needs to wake up and start understanding that family farmers are in need.